Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google store, download our app from there, or just sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. You can take our app and you take our station with you 24/7, wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. And while you're at it, click on the link that says support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, questioning the integrity of our elections, questioning our democracy, chipping away at our democracy. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest, toughest voice standing up for our democracy, standing up for our elections. Well, there's some internal strife in the Republican Party, in the fascist cult that formerly known as the Republican Party. And why do I say that? I'm going to say this again so that there's no misunderstanding. The word fascism is overused. I get it. It's crept into the vernacular. Teenage girl goes, my dad grounded me. I can't use the car because I was late for curfew. He's such a fascist. It's ridiculous. Debases the word. But I use the word advisedly. Fascism is not an ideology. There's no coherent, principled set of objectives for fascism that people agree on. Fascism is simply the urge by authoritarians to acquire power outside of the democratic process illegitimately, using force and fraud if necessary, and then holding on to it for the simple case of holding on to it by force or fraud if necessary, with no objective other than your own vanity and desire to steal money. That's what fascism is. Now, in this particular case, even within a cult like that, there's fighting among thieves. Alibaba and the 40 thieves fight from each other because they're thieves. They commit fraud to hold power. They gerrymander. They do a lot of things. And they don't like each other. They don't defer to each other. Well, the gerrymandered Republican legislature, remember, the Republicans get roughly half the votes in the state and legislative elections and have two-thirds of the assembly, which is why they are slowly starving and destroying the University of Wisconsin, because they think it's too liberal. They've gotten rid of state wetlands protections. It's why you have forever chemicals in water now in dozens of counties, including Milwaukee and Dane, around the state. It's why they pass whatever their donors want. And if they ever, God forbid, elect a Republican governor, like the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, she will just sign whatever they put in front of her, whatever her donors tell her to sign. And Wisconsin will continue to deteriorate the way it did under Scott Walker. Now, there's a fellow named Timothy Ramthun in Campbellsport. My family lived not too far from Campbellsport, have friends in Campbellsport. My family lived in Random Lake, near Keewaskum, Boltonville, Adel, that area. Not too far, not immediately connected, but not too far from Campbellsport. Good people. Somehow they elected a Republican named Timothy Ramthun, who has occasionally used QAnon terminology. And Robin Voss just stripped him of his lone staffer as punishment. Now, for Robin Voss to punish anybody is rich. That's very rich. I mean, Robin Voss deserves to be punished. He deserves no staffers himself. Doesn't deserve to be speaker, because if there were fair maps, the Republicans wouldn't even be in the majority. And if they were slightly in the majority in some election, They certainly wouldn't elect somebody like Voss as their speaker, because there would be people in the Republican delegation who would have a little more on the ball than the clowns that are up there right now. But what did Rantham do? I know they're all bad, but Rantham is especially bad and strange, even by their twisted standards. He publicly and falsely accused Robin Voss of signing a deal, a contract, with Hillary Clinton's lawyers to authorize ballot drop boxes. And this is a pure QAnon play. He also introduced a resolution to, quote, reclaim, end quote, Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes for Trump. Yeah, Luke, you're looking at the microphone, my friend.
Yeah, I think it's important, too, though, to note, Matt, that with this story being reported out yesterday, a lot of the major news outlets across Wisconsin are saying that Voss is punishing Rantham for contending that Joe Biden didn't win the election. But that's really not why Voss started this punishment. It is more because he started lying about Voss. So I think it's important to put that out there. What you're saying is the lie that Voss is punishing him for. Rantham was the first one to really support the big lie that the election was stolen here in Wisconsin. He attended the Cyber Ninja audit in Arizona. He did things like that. And he was really one of the leading individuals for the reason why we have Gableman running around the state right now. So Voss isn't punishing Rantham for his views of the 2020 election, that it was stolen and that Donald Trump rightfully won. He's punishing Rantham now because he started lying about Voss, and Voss didn't like that. So I think we just need to make sure that gets out there into the ether, because Voss shouldn't get a pat on the back for doing this. The appeasement that Voss has done for months now of the ideas that Rantham's been putting out there is a big reason why we are where we are. So he did the right thing, and Rantham no longer has a staffer, but Voss has really allowed this to get to where it is, and now that Rantham was lying about Voss, that's why he lost his staffer.
Yeah, right. Now here's the thing. Let's take a look at the facts again. As I said, he falsely said that Voss had signed a contract with Hillary Clinton's lawyers to authorize ballot drop boxes. That was false. That is why Voss did it. Voss did not hire Gableman because of Rantham. He hired it because Trump, right after the state convention, insulted him and said he wasn't doing enough. And Chris Kapenga said that he was a bobby pin to Trump's Thor's hammer. And they got scared and immediately hired Gableman right after that insult from Trump. Rantham is a distraction on the side. If mainstream, and I have not seen that particular, it is true that at the same time that Rantham said that he put in a resolution to, quote, reclaim, end quote, Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes, that was not the driving force, because quite frankly, everybody in the Republican caucus, or virtually all of them, are going around lying, saying that, well, there was something wrong with the election. Some will say, let's redo it. A lot will say, let's not. Let's just look forward. But they're using that as an excuse to suppress the vote going forward. So in any event, what does all this mean? What does it mean to get rid of your lone staffer? Every one of these people has at least one staff. The chairman of the committees have several staffers. Voss has a whole bunch of staffers. But it's considered a prestigious thing. You go in, and it's sort of like your valet, except they don't do valet stuff. Reminds me in Don Quixote, the great novel by Cervantes, Don Quixote had Sancho Panza, who was sort of a servant, follow him around. So Rantham had some, you know, I don't know, skinny guy in the corner who was his guy, you know, go get me a cup of coffee. He's not going to say, well, do research on forever chemicals. I mean, yeah, that's why they're there. They're supposed to do stuff like that. No, he's not going to do that. But by stripping him of his staffer, Voss essentially stripped him of somebody that was his status. And now this idiot walks around the Capitol and he goes, well, I don't have a staffer. Well, who are you? Get out of here. Get out of here. Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If, as Luke says, that some media outlets around the state are trying to make Voss look good by saying, oh, he did it because somehow Rantham felt there was something wrong with the last election. Gabelman and Voss have said there's something wrong with the last election. The Republican Party is saying that. He should not be able to sneak in, as Luke says, and somehow look good about this. He's not getting rid of Ramphin because Ramphin is more right-wing on the election than Voss. He's getting rid of Ramphin because Ramphin is stupider than Voss. And Ramphin will say stuff that will blow the whole cover. Ramphin will say, Voss signed a contract. You know, what this reminds me of was Sidney Powell. You know, at one point she said, she's Trump's lawyer. She goes, well, Hugo Chavez was behind the fraud in Georgia. Hugo Chavez died 7 years ago. Hugo Chavez. That's what she said. Number one. Then some of them will say, the ballots came from China. They were pre-marked for Biden because they have bamboo in them. Then it turns out, A, they didn't have bamboo in them, and B, papers made out of wood, and they pulp a lot of pulp, and who cares where it came from? Then other guys will go up and say there's a secret deal over in Italy that used a satellite. Why do they attack Italy? Italy. They attack through a satellite to change the votes. Ramphin said something like that about Voss. Said Voss secretly sat down with Hillary Clinton's lawyers to authorize ballot drop boxes. Ballot drop boxes are authorized by law. They're authorized by law by the Wisconsin Election Commission and by the legislature and by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. When Ramphin and Sidney Powell say stuff like this, that's easy pickings. That's low-hanging fruit. Voss can go, I'm getting rid of this QAnon nut. So look at how virtuous I am. I'm a virtuous individual. And I did it because he questioned the election. Voss just burned through $676,000 questioning the election and trying to shut us down going forward. So Voss should not be permitted. If some misguided newspaper somewhere in the state is going, this is a virtuous thing by Voss, it's not a virtuous thing. Voss looked at it, his vanity was insulted, and he said, we can't have this kind of stupidity. We're doing our dirty work a lot more skillfully. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. No, I won't do that.